soul-stealing magi.
Flesh-eating creeps.
Yeah, it's just another day at the office for the madhouse. My werewolf partner and I attempt to keep the peace without being torn to pieces. Weep at the wonder.
Howl at the horror.
And keep the light on. It's gonna get dark. This is the 100-handed.
Lost Souls. Episode 15, The Dim.
You may feel somewhat disoriented. If you've never traveled the shadows and the gloom before, you have to keep your wits about you, even you, Wolf Girl. Just stick close to me, I'll lead us through.
You know the way?
In every way that you don't.
If he was going to betray us, now would be the time.
No, I trust him. He's got a good scent about him. Plus, he's a stand-up guy. Rock solid.
Please don't.
I've no doubt he'd help us if we were caught between a rock and a hard place.
If you keep that up, I will strand you out here and won't feel the slightest bit of concern.
Let's not antagonize our guy to the realm that is inimical to life as we know it.
What else are we gonna do to...
Whoa.
This place is huge. I don't know how I know how, but it just feels big. Too big.
I know what you mean. Mason, are the shallows always like this?
More or less. There's always fluctuations, but as far as the gloom's concerned, as a whole, this is about as safe as it gets. Then again, a 5-inch puddle or a vast ocean, and you can drown in it.
Why would you say something like that?
Something like what?
I thought. Focus, Evan. Focus. You can do this. Just keep your head on straight. Wim was gonna try and get to you worse than any of them. Just so we can get a lick of the glimmer. Tap in the center. Not much.
God, how much longer, guys? Guys?
It's okay. You're fine. You're just lost in a black void that serves as the border to a realm that can only be dreamed up in a 15-year-old boy's demented Pathfinder campaign.
I approached what looked like a child's bedroom, except that there wasn't a house around it. It looked like some kind of sitcom TV stage. But then, I noticed a shifting under the covers. Hello? Just then, a small head with black hair popped out of the covers. A little girl. Her big brown eyes peered at me from over the blanket's edge. This isn't the place for little girls.
This is my room.
Well, I suppose it is. What's your name?
Rivka.
Nice to meet you, Rivka. My name's V.
That's not a name. That's a letter.
It's both.
You're funny. Are we in a bad dream again?
The bad dream?
Uh-huh. I don't like the bad dream. I don't feel safe in there when the bad things come. The bad things are always trying to get me when I go to sleep. I hate it. I hate them.
Hey, it's okay. The bad thing isn't going to get you. You're in bed. You're safe. Oh, wow. Look at all those toys you have.
They help keep me safe.
The toys?
Uh-huh. I wake them up.
Wake them up?
Uh-huh. There's Sergeant Ramsay. She's a tough soldier in the Terror Coalition.
Terror Coalition? Do you think you should be talking about stuff like that so close to your bedtime?
Terror Coalition. Terror means Earth, and Sergeant Ramsay means business. Then there's Princess Lyra, who has a magic wand that turns into any instrument she wants and makes magical music. And Fearless, the Hound Knight, who can sniff out evil.
Very impressive.
But most important is that.
The nightlight?
Uh-huh.
What's so important about that?
It keeps the bad thing away when everything else doesn't. The light always wakes me up, even when the others don't.
Well, I'm glad you have it. And have you seen my friends?
What are you talking about?
I looked around. The shallows were gone. Surrounding me was the girl's room, which was impossible because I'd simply wandered into her room without even needing the door. There hadn't been any walls keeping me out. Except now, there were four walls keeping me in. Stuffed animals, pink and white dollhouses, pretty much anything you'd expect a girly girl to have. She had.
It's just us, for now.
This isn't good.
Hey, it's gonna get cold.
Right, sorry. There's just a neighborhood out there. Nothing but sodium yellow street lamps and rustling trees.
Well, duh, what do you expect?
A trans-dimensional portal leading to a realm of pure shadow?
Okay.
Gotta be some way out of here.
That's just my closet.
This? This isn't right. How the fuck do I get out of here?
That's a dollar into the swear jar.
What the fuss is that about?
That sentence doesn't quite make sense.
Okay, the precocious child thing was cute in the mid-2000s, but the Little Miss Sunshine thing has definitely worn out its welcome.
Stop making so much noise!
Honey, is everything okay?
You've really done it now. You need to hide.
Hide? What the fuck? I don't even know where I am. I shouldn't be here.
Just find somewhere.
You're lucky I don't just knock your old man on his ass.
Bad words. Hide.
Honey, can I come in?
Yes.
Action on.
We have to move now, or the Kreliak Dominion will overrun us.
But Sergeant, I don't even belong in this world. I'm just trying to find my way back to the enchanting land.
Ah, honey, you know you can't get yourself so worked up right before bed. Oh, sweetie, you dropped your Hound Knight under the bed. Here, let me get him for you. You keep spilling your toys everywhere, and they're gonna break. Is that fur?
He is a Hound Knight.
No. Rivka, are you hiding a dog under your bed or something? It's hard to see, but it almost looks like...
Ah!
What the huckleberry?
Oh, Jesus. That's not good. I guess that's why you don't leave Barbie's bitchin' pink Corvette just lying on the carpet.
Swear jar! Daddy? Daddy? Daddy?
Easy, kiddo, easy. Let me take a look. He's still breathing. I think he just honked himself out. He'll come to.
It's so dark. Where's the nightlight?
I don't see it anywhere.
Where's the nightlight?
I don't know, kid. It's your room.
Please, please, please. We need it.
Yeah, sure. Let me look. My vision's pretty decent in just the moonlight. Let's see. What was that?
It's here.
What's here?
The bad thing. It comes if the nightlight isn't on.
Oh, hell. It's a creep that's been terrorizing you.
I hear it.
Just hang on. I'll find it. There. Looks like your old man fell on the nightlight and knocked it out of the socket. I'll just replace that.
Rivka. Honey? Who's this?
The girl's father gripped my wrist. He was still half out of sorts, barely coming to. Poor guy might have even had a concussion. I pulled my hand away. And his fingers dug in even tighter.
What did I say about friends spending the night, sweetie?
The bad thing's got Daddy!
The bad thing? The only thing that's bad is
you, honey. You've been having friends over and that's against the rules.
Fuck this. I've got places to be. Okay. I'll admit that attempted sucker punch wasn't my proudest moment.
This is why, Rivka. Your guests have no manners.
The girl's father stared at me, his eyes growing increasingly blank, save for a sadistic hunger. His face began to bulge and protrude, as though his skin were little more than a burlap sack containing a writhing mass of snakes. The buttons popped off his shirt as his chest and belly grew swollen and corpulent. The nightlight was just out of reach. The grip he had on my arm was powered by something beyond raw muscle. His expanding body pinned me against the wall, knocking toys and stuffed animals to the ground.
I know you, Wolfswoman.
News to me!
I see into your fears, your nightmares, your terrors. I will smother you. You find that repulsive, don't you? Trapped like the animal you are!
Screw you!
You don't even know, do you? I can tell by the look in your eye. You don't know who you are. It's so easy for me to see into what deeply terrifies you. Claustrophobia.
I don't know what you mean.
Of course not, but it doesn't matter. So many have been trying to get to this little girl, and all it took was for you to wander into her nightmare and me to follow. And now I feast!
His body swallowed my arm into himself. My skin crawled and crept in revulsion. My breath began to grow labored and shallow as his weight pressed against my lungs. Something popped deep in my body. A bone, maybe? Maybe something more vital? My vision began to constrict. A black snake coiled around the outer edge of my sight, then constricted until I could only see out from a pinprick.
That's it. Just give up. Your might has no place here. Wolf woman, so proud of her prowess brought low by the shadows in her mind.
You are real!
It's real enough for you.
Just as I began to lose consciousness, a light, brighter than anything I'd ever seen, blazed in the room. It illuminated the dream howler from behind, the grotesque, musculoskeletal system darker and visible against the light-filled soft tissue. His form began to knit itself back into a human configuration. Shadows began flitting out of his mouth, his eyes, all of them darting like minnows under the windowsill into the starless night. I caught my breath without even thinking about it. Rivka's father lay before me, curled in the fetal position. Behind him, the nightlight glowed. I could feel some kind of fire or light behind the visible light. It licked at the gloom inside of me, and I crumpled to my knees. Before I passed out, I saw Rivka, her small eyes glowing the white-hot glow of magnesium ablaze. Next to the nightlight was the military action figure, its plastic arms around the base of the nightlight, as if it had just plugged it in. Rivka, did you do this?
Thanks for coming and playing, but you should go now. The bad things are always coming, but the nightlight keeps them away. It looks like it's hurting you.
Yeah, I think it is. I don't want it to.
Goodbye, doggy lady. Maybe we'll get to play in real life sometimes.
I had something snarky I was going to say to her, probably a quip that would fly over her 10-year-old head. But the room began to take on the stage-like quality that it had when I first found it. The nightmare was becoming looser, less substantial. My hands sunk into the floor. I felt fingers wrapping around my hands, tugging on me. Let go. Let go of me. I won't go. I'll kill you this time. I'll fucking kill you.
V, it's me. God.
No. No. Fuck me, Whistler. I'm so sorry.
It's fine. Stop me before.
I don't know what happened. There was this girl and her room was like a TV stage and I just walked on and got stuck. And then there was a creature that possessed her father. I think it was a dream howler and it began crushing me and I don't ever want to feel like that.
You're okay, sister. You stumbled into a nightmare, that's all. You'll be fine. You're a creature of the blue dream. You have power.
I think I broke something, but my insides feel like they're knitting together.
The gloom inside of you is drawing power from your body.
The girl!
We should get moving. I'm glad you're safe, but the longer we're out here, the more likely we are to run into another dream howler. Or worse.
It's not much further. Just stay close. No wonder.
What is that?
There it is! There it is!
The dim.
We made it. Safe and mostly sound. May I present to you the largest city of shadow dwellers in the Southwest. Welcome to the Dim.
It's big!
Our dim shadow of the gross material world's awesome.
I've heard of people having shadows, but a city?
Oh yes, all manner of non-human entities have a corresponding shadow. The hatred, greed, unbound lust, all of this is the gloom. This creates a corresponding shadow image here in the dim.
I don't like this place.
Look on the bright side. At least you don't have to wear a freaking prop and be with the gloom.
How's the inner tube holding up anyway?
Easy.
What?
It's a magic circle, V. If you pop it, it ceases to be a magic circle.
So won't it become like a magic melted donut?
Part of the magic is the circle.
Well said.
Okay.
It's... Look, I don't have time to get into the nuts and bolts. Just keep me from being horribly mutated by the pervasive corruption of this place, okay?
You're the boss. So, we're basically in, like, Shadow Austin?
If only. That implies some sort of one-to-one ratio. This city has its own sprawl. It is its own beast, labyrinth, to put King Minos to shame.
He wasn't wrong. We passed by storefront after storefront, neon signs flickering in the windows. I didn't know what was powering them. Electricity didn't exactly seem like Ohm's law of the land. Shadows shifted behind the windows, among the displays. Creeps of every shape and size trafficked to the area. Wexler was noticeably anxious, but none of this seemed to faze Mason in the slightest. And I don't mean he was just putting on a stone face. Mason was attuned to this place, the way a busker knows his corner, his people. Wexler didn't seem to derive any confidence from Mason's composure. I didn't blame him. But it was strange to see all the same. Wexler was out of his element, without his traditional weapons and at the mercy of the beings he so long hunted. How are you holding up?
I'm fine.
Is that a...
Hi. Running from something.
Jesus!
Relax, they're already gone.
What was that?
You mean we just ran into something that even you don't know about?
I'm not the monster manual, V. There's plenty I don't know. Besides, they were moving too fast.
An imp and two others, humanoids. But I didn't get a look other than one of them was big.
Crazy. I wonder what they were up to.
Hunting that imp, perhaps.
Press the crosswalk button. s'il vous plaît.
I'm not a butler.
And I'm not a creature of the night. The less I have to touch things in this place, the better.
I'll do it.
Please, wait.
Uh-huh. I know what the red hand means.
Please, wait. Before being a bitch.
Anyway, I see your... Wait! Did the crosswalk just talk back?
It would seem so.
Look, bub, I don't know who you are, but this is the 21st century. You can't just call women bitches.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Hello? I know you heard me. You can't just pretend to go back to being a crosswalk. I've got wolf hearing, yeah? I heard you talking shit.
Just leave it. It's not worth the trouble.
I'm not gonna leave it. Ugh.
Walk sign is on.
Fine. Let's just...
Watch out! Jesus, V! Keep your eyes peeled!
What the... But the... I'll give you something to laugh at.
Walk sign is...
That'll be the last time a crosswalk crosses me.
We really have to work on your diplomacy.
I don't negotiate with haunted traffic infrastructure. It's bizarre. That thing was something out of a David Foster Wallace story.
An effect object. That thing was simply the leftover negative emotional energy from a city, from its pedestrians.
A crowdsourced creature?
The gloom in one mind gets tangled up with the gloom in another mind.
And eventually knots up tight, snapping the threads connecting the various minds and collecting in a denser web of gloom.
And it's totally mindless and autonomous?
Yeah. Solomon explained when I was an inkling that it's like there's two threads or streams running through the human mind.
The glimmer and the gloom.
Naturally.
Why don't we see any of the glimmer?
You do. That's imagimancy. The glimmer is also the strongest in children and the elderly.
Bullshit. The imagimancers don't use the glimmer the way the magi use the gloom. You have to rely on Solomon to use spells. The magi can practically mainline dark magic.
Ah, that. The glimmer is harder to harness than the gloom these days. I don't know the full scope of it myself, but it's long and tangled, and we've got more pressing matters.
Ah, damn flyers.
What's written on it?
Missing persons poster. A bit old school.
Creeps can be. Many of them are quite old.
Is it littering if I chop this? Does the dim have, like, an ecosystem that'll be damaged?
Well, sort of.
Did anyone else just see that?
You mean the litter that grew spider legs? Uh-huh. Oh, there it goes. Whoops! Watch out for the traffic get... Oof! Absolutely brutal brief existence.
Is that my fault?
I think so.
Definitely in some fashion. The further out you get from your plane of existence, the more ripples your intentions make.
V, what the hell? Where are you going?
Someone's hurt.
There are no someones here. It's all God damn it. She's already around the corner. Wait up, will you?
Vincula is not going to be happy about this.
V was fast. She'd always been quick, but the partial transformation gave her more physical power than ever before. Good for her. But I wasn't doing so hot. Even with the magic circle inner tube Mason Cracklaw had given me, the prop wasn't strong enough to keep the presence of the dim from bearing down on me. The cliche for an oppressive environment is pressure, but this was different. The dim wasn't like having a weight pressed down on me. It was like having my own mind turn in on itself. Was I doing the right thing by following her? Was she running headlong into a trap? Would we ever find our way out? Did she want us to get into trouble?
Had the gloom in her been stoked by the Dim's malignant atmosphere? A cancer of nightmares awakening within her? Paranoia. Doubt. Mistrust. I had to focus my mind, keep the gloom from twisting my thoughts against me. When I turned down the alley, that all went out the window. V, are you okay?
Easy, Wexler.
It took me a moment to quell my gloom-addled brain. In the middle of the alley, there were three figures. One was about the size of a toddler, with leathery bat-like wings, and two horns the size of ice cream cones protruding from its forehead. It was an imp, a winged hellbound, except that one wing had been torn off, and the other fluttered uselessly. Looming over the imp were two figures dressed in slacks and suspenders. The first one turned its attention to us. He was a pale man, paler than me, and I swore I saw his tongue flicker in and out at the sight of me. His massive companion towered over him, thick tufts of chest hair protruding over the collar of his button-up shirt.
Let it go!
It's gonna take long, Fang. I'm hungry. I'm all out of snacks.
The quicker we do this, the quicker you can eat.
The steaks look pretty good, though.
Don't kidnap. Not eat it.
Oh, but I'm hungry.
Hey, assholes. Did you hear me? Let the creepy bat thing creature go.
Listen to her.
Who are you? She looks familiar.
V, something's not right about these guys.
Snout. Claws.
Hang on, Fang. One moment.
Hurry up.
So hungry. What? Oh, shit. I ate him.
Having second thoughts about the heroics, V, I had to get rid of my tattoos.
I don't know what got into me.
Let me see that. See? It's her. Mother wants her. She was taken from Mother. This could surprise Mother.
Yeah.
I'm standing right here. What the hell are you two talking about?
V, the underguard. We're going to back out of the alley, slowly.
Oh, no. I don't think so. V, we've got work to do.
The 100 Handed is a Madhouse Radio production, created and written by Tom Trest, directed by Brooke Pilafont. Sound design by Tom Trest. Theme music by Ian Flores. Featuring the voice of Gage Richter as Evan Wexler, Brooke Pilafont as V, Mike Blackwell as Mason, Astrid Lancaster as Rivka, Stephen Cruiser as Rivka's father, Terry Harrison as Fang, Joey Chance as Feed. Want to help V find more agreeable ways of dealing with hostile architecture? Find us online at 100handed. That's 100handed.com. 100